This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. A powerful explosion set off by a Palestinian suicide bomber in a Tel Aviv restaurant killed at least 9 people today and wounded dozens more. The attack, coming during the Passover holiday, is the first since the Hamas militant group assumed control of the Palestinian government late last month. NPR's Eric Westervelt is at the scene of the bombing in Tel Aviv. And Eric, where did this bombing take place exactly?
Well, the bomber struck in a pedestrian mall with shops and restaurants, Renee, that's near the central bus station in Tel Aviv. Police and medical personnel are still cleaning up the glass and debris and body parts. They're still taking away some of the injured. They confirmed that 7 were killed and more than 60 injured. It was a powerful explosion, a powerful bomb by one Palestinian suicide bomber. The bomber struck the same sandwich shop, Renee, that was attacked in January. In that attack, only the suicide bomber was killed. Obviously, today's attack, far more serious. As you said, it comes during the Passover holiday, when many Israelis are off work, and the market today was crowded with midday shoppers and people having lunch.
Has there been any claim of responsibility?
Well, 2 separate militant groups have claimed responsibility. Islamic Jihad said in a statement they did it, and a faction of the Al-Aqsa Martyrs also claimed responsibility. Islamic Jihad carried out 5 suicide bombings inside Israel last year, and this is the second suicide bombing in 3 weeks. Last month, a Palestinian dressed as a religious Jew hitched a ride near a West Bank settlement, blew himself up, killing 4 Israelis, but as of this time, 2 conflicting claims of responsibility.
Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas has condemned the bombing already, but not so Hamas.
That's right. The new Hamas Palestinian Authority has been in power just over 2 weeks. This is the first big attack inside Israel, you know, since they took office. So far, top Hamas officials have said very little publicly, but a spokesman for Hamas's interior minister told Palestinian media just recently that the attack is, quote, self-defense and a natural result of the difficult situation Palestinians are in, end quote. The Hamas spokesman has recently made similar statements, Renee, about the daily homemade rocket fire from Gaza into Israel. Israel's responded forcefully and strongly to that rocket fire with daily artillery barrages into northern Gaza. We'll just have to wait and see how the Israeli government responds to this bombing.
Although, interestingly, of the 2 groups that have claimed at least responsibility, one of them is connected, that is the Al-Aqsa Martyrs Brigade, connected to Fatah, which is Mahmoud Abbas's group.
That's right. The Al-Aqsa Martyrs Brigades are a coalition of many different brigades of different affiliations. They are all under the umbrella of Fatah and affiliated in some respects with Mahmoud Abbas. He today came out strongly condemning it, but these factions he doesn't really have control over. And one of them has claimed responsibility and is vowed to carry out even more attacks inside Israel.
Eric, thanks very much. NPR's Eric Westervelt at the scene of today's suicide bombing in Tel Aviv.